Welcome to Washington Park United Methodist Church's Lenten Tazay services. This is for Wednesday, March 25th, and you are here with Reverend Sandy, Reverend Jamie Lee, and Steve Bondi. During the next little bit, we will be offering some scripture and prayers. We'll be singing together and offering time for silent meditation and prayer. So we invite you to find a comfortable place, find a candle and light it to remind us of God's presence with us, and let us worship and be in meditation and contemplation together.
Luke 15:21-24. And the Son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his slaves, Quickly bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fattened calf, kill it, and let us eat and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found. And they began to celebrate. Heavenly Parent, we can often feel like the prodigal child, unworthy and inadequate. We return home to you, longing to hear the words, Rejoice, my child. You were dead and are alive again. You were lost and now are found. We are at home in your grace, love, and forgiveness. Amen.
Bless the Lord, my soul.
From 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 17 through 18. So if anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. Everything old has passed away. See, everything has become new. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. Reconciling God, we realize that we have often resembled enemy agents more than ministers of reconciliation. Forgive us, O God. Lift us to a higher, holier purpose. Help us to draw as close to each other as you drew to us in Christ. Amen.
Rest and peace.
The Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud by day to lead them along the way, and in a pillar of fire by night to give them light so that they might travel by day and by night. Neither the pillar of cloud by day nor the pillar of fire by night left its place in front of the people. Exodus 13, 21 through 22. Gracious and compassionate God, your redemption has come into our hearts like a fiery pillar to lead us to the promised land. We pray that your covenant, full of grace in Christ, might stand forever among us, frame in the faithfulness that only you provide. Amen.
Come and fill.